What? You say you don't like using a computer? Well, you guys, remember the Micro 908, right? Micro 908? This is a very popular kit from our club these days. And, oh gosh, we're up to, about 500. 500 or so of these are in the field, and a certain percentage, hopefully a large percentage of them, are built. This is an antenna analyzer, if you recall. So it's got a microcontroller in it, and it's got a reflectometer, and you connect up your antenna, press the scan button, and boom, it'll find a minimum SWR. And it'll display the complex impedance, resistance, and reactance. But also what we did is Joe and I designed this thing to have to accommodate the DSP card from Lyle Johnson, KK7P, the famous Lyle Johnson. And what he's done is produced a little daughter card that plugs in there that provides a real powerful a digital signal processor. We don't use it in the antenna analyzer software, but we have it in the Micro 908. So what we've done, as some of you know, is we've started using that DSP card in there for audio filtering. So there's a brick wall audio filtering, fully configurable. Dial your audio filter, connect your audio from your rig into here, and connect up your headphones or connect it to your speaker, and you got yourself a really powerful, flexible DSP filter. Well, another application of that DSP filter is to be providing a demodulator and a modulator for the digital modes. What I mean by that is that this Micro 908 becomes like the control, the front panel for a digital radio. It doesn't look like a digital radio, does it? Well, this front panel, if it's connected and using the DSP processor in there, if this is connected to the SoftRock 40, where did I put it? Oh, thank you. So, I'll pass.
True QRP.
So if you connect the SoftRock 40, there's a little connector in the back that I cut a hole in the back. If you can connect this in a certain way, you've got a front panel of a software-defined radio, and you've got the receiver portion here. By the way, another small card about the same size can work with this to be a small exciter or a QRP transmitter. So this could be a portable software-defined radio. And that's nice for a lot of the, you know, what did I say, 500 or so Micro 908 owners. But it doesn't look like a radio, does it? Tony would say it's a digital piece of crap, right? Well, what we're doing is we've taken the Micro 908 and we put it in a different form factor. The front panel now looks like the front panel of a QRP radio. Some of you were kind of looking at this over here, and I'll pass this around. So we've got all the familiar Micro 908 front panel, the LCD, rotary encoder, 5 push buttons. All of the same functions are available here as with the Micro 908. You can connect it to your PC, download a new program or program updates, program fixes. There's on this front panel board is the familiar HC908 controller card and the DSP card. So this DSP card is what works with the SoftRock, and the SoftRock version 5 is inside this little box too, that little card there. So this is the next version of the SoftRock that you see that little card inside there. But when you couple it again with the Micro 908, like I showed, in a very convenient form factor, add some batteries that could stick right underneath inside in this box, you can take this out in the field, connect up an antenna, turn the power on, connect up your headphones, you got yourself the same kind of powerful radio that you see operating here with a laptop or your home desktop. So this is the very first form, to my knowledge, of a portable software-defined radio that is fully operational from the front panel. You can update the different DSP modes by loading new software onto it from the PC. It doesn't have the fancy graphic display yet. It just has a text LCD that allows you to show the frequency, and it maybe shows the signal strength of the signal that you are receiving, but it doesn't show the panoramic graphical display that the SDR radio shows. So for the cost of a Micro 908, which is, you know, roughly fully configured about $200, and the version 5, $28 version 5 board, you've got yourself a software-defined radio. That's what's coming next. The question was, is this new form factor going of the Micro 908 going to contain the reflectometer? Not right now, no. But, I mean, that's a really good suggestion. This thing is very modular. I will take out. The DSP card that we're using here happens to be a dual DSP card, which is kind of like a next generation of the small DDS daughter card that we've been working with in order to provide the IQ signaling. It's two DDS chips in parallel that are very closely synchronized. But that same plug-in module concept could be adding a reflectometer if you really want it. But my thought on it was that if you wanted a reflectometer, you've got the Micro 908 in its original form factor. You could use it as the antenna analyzer. Bring it along just like with your voltmeter or other things in your backpack. But that's a good thought. Good thought, John.
And what is fantastic?
Mark is describing an other software program that works on the PC instead of the PowerSDR software, which comes from Flex Radio, the originators of the SDR 1000 and the popularity of the soft rock. There's a program called Rocky from a guy in Canada. That's a simpler program to load. It doesn't have all of the bells and whistles that the SDR power...
Almost.
It's a different program, and some find it easier to use, some find it more flexible. It all depends on... And it runs on a slower machine and maybe different operating systems as well. And other operating systems too. So what we'll do, because I'm firing a lot of information at you, what I'm going to do is what we'll do is summarize these points, these bullets, these links, and we'll put them on the web page in the meeting update, such that if you know, what was George saying about SoftRock version 4, version 5, Rocky, all this sort of stuff, it'll be on our web page, and then you can kind of do some research if you want to find out more about what we're talking about here. Yes, PowerSDR software, as Rocky, is also free for downloading. Again, we'll have the links on that. But the PowerSDR software comes from the Flex Radio people, and they create... I didn't have room to bring my entire station, but the SDR 1000 is a box about like this size by there, and it's a complete, full-featured, all-band, all-mode transceiver. And it even has an adapter for 100-watt operation, automatic antenna tuner in it. It's a black box, literally. A black box with a bunch of connectors on the back that connects to a PC that runs this as the front panel. So, again, that's where the beauty of the software-defined radio is. And if you don't like what you see there, either if you have the capability of changing it yourself, if you're a software programmer, or if you know somebody, and there's a bunch of people out there that are changing this thing almost on a daily basis, you've got a new radio. You got bugs in there that are fixed like that.
It's prototype to go. The Micro 908 normally has batteries inside it to power it. Is that form factor going to permit internal batteries?
Yes, it does. Well, it's being passed around now. But underneath the back I.O. card, there's a little card that holds the connectors at the back. A typical battery pack like this is designed to fit into it. So the enclosure that I used there happens to be a Red Hot 20 from Red Hot Radio. It's a nice aluminum enclosure, but Temtec makes something about the same size. So that's what we're going to be making up the motherboard on that. Where are we going with this? Well, there's going to be some prototypes made up of the little board that contains all these daughter cards. So it's a little motherboard, essentially. And for those of you who have Micro 908s or can buy, if you wanted to buy the HC908 daughter card, the DSPX daughter card, and the DDS card, you just plug it together. Add the software, you've got yourself the radio. We'll make it easy for
you. And it'll be 40 meters?
Oh, it'll be on... The capabilities of the soft rock will determine what bands it's on.
I see.